Charlie, come get some pussy.
We're checking it, and if you're not doing it, then you're fucking gay.
Charlie.
We're checking it. We're doing the sound check.
Do the Charlie voice to check it.
Charlie.
It's me, Charlie.
Charlie, let's get some pussy, Charlie.
It's time to go out with the boys to get some pussy.
I can't wait to go to Iowa to get a pussy.
Are we doing the pork packing guys? Is that who we are?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, from the plant?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Salute to them.
Well, bad news. I don't know what happened, but I've lost everything on the soundboard except that.
Whoa.
What?
I guess the SD card.
Well, that was the most important.
I have them all backed up. Well, the beep is important.
Yes.
There's going to be a lot of beeps after that.
Oh, yeah.
F-A-G-G-O-T.
No.
Mayor.
No, dude.
What?
Come on, man.
I'm sorry, but look, there's two kinds of gay people.
You can't do that. No.
There's gay people.
No, this is the Chris Rock.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Okay.
He's doing the Chris
Rock.
And
then there's
doing
fag.
A Chris Rock. This Chris Rock homage.
And this is the Chris Rock bit.
I don't know. He's a cocksucker for what he did, but
sure,
not the cocksucker.
Now the Louis bit. Now we're doing the Louis bit.
You know what?
It's the Louis bit.
You know what? Yeah, you go ahead. Then I won't say anything, and we can stifle our anger and
well, we don't have to stifle our anger towards Mayor Pete, but.
Well, it's not because he's.
I'll let you take it away, and you can determine the tonality.
Stop's politics corner.
Okay,
let's go.
Mayor Pete's a fucking homo. Oh wait, you're right. You're right. You're right.
Okay, let's start over.
Okay, let's start over one more time.
Okay,
Adam, your turn.
I think Mayor Pete's a regular Nancy boy.
Oh, Biden style.
Biden style.
He's a real Esther.
I said, listen here, Esther.
A pizza shit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
No. We all know that we can only say this and use these terrible terms because he's not actually gay. And he's only gay for the clout, and we've all established this
that
on the show
true.
Before.
That is true.
And if someone were to appropriate queer culture, the struggles that they've been through.
A cis white man, and no less.
A cis white man who made some sort of political calculation that says, the only way that my victory in politics can be a civil rights, you know.
Yeah, that's way less offensive than just calling him a faggot for hacking the election. I'm sorry, I stand by that.
He is not.
He's.
He's
being a faggot. That's it. That's all you have to say.
No.
You don't have to accuse him of not being gay.
As a man, who is constantly
fucking in some cutesy roundabout like oh no true Scots homo would do such a thing.
Well, if I knew what that was, I probably would be doing that, but no.
Mm-hmm.
My argument is that as a man who is constantly called gay on the internet, I don't think he's one of us. Thank you. That, yeah. And
I mean, he's just a little piece of shit weasel though. For
no
real.
He sucks, dude.
He's like, we're gonna use Grindr to tally the votes. I've got Chasson setting up a profile for every Iowan voter on Grindr, and then you swipe right on the it messed up. Looks like I win.
So yeah,
I mean, what a move!
I respect that as a move to be like, I actually won. I won. We don't know what happened, but I won.
It would have been cooler if someone else did it.
Like who?
I don't know. Like Klobuchar.
Klobuchar would have been cool.
She was like, I won. Mm.
I would, yeah. I'm trying to suck Klobuchar's dick. I mean, yeah, this shit fucking sucks dick, dude. They're trying to fucking. We should polish up the gats, dude. We should get the Tommy gun ready.
Oh no, it's gun time for me.
Yeah,
it's gun time for old Adam.
Let's get bazookas and shit.
I'm gonna learn about what the best deals on guns are.
Should we start a militia?
Do some comparison shopping. And
should
then
we start a militia? A hard dick warriors militia?
Oh, 100%. We should start gun running.
Yeah, I mean, this shit is fucking. This shit sucks dick. They're really going to just try and hamstring the boy Bernard heftily. But it doesn't matter, man. You know what I'm saying?
It's also such a strange process where everyone else in the room has to see who you're voting for.
Well, that's
for.
The thing. Isn't this the one you can't really steal? Isn't all this shit public?
No, because, like, if you didn't cross the threshold, then you can, like, you can fuck over Bernie by telling all of your delegates to evenly go to everyone else.
The problem is that there's like a bunch of these like places. right? And I don't know what the app was for, but presumably it's to report, like, get consensus on what the results were from each of the individual, like.
But don't they just write the shit down anyway?
Sure. But now they have to fall back on, like, the written down, like, tallies and results from all of the individual caucuses because there was an app that was designed by fucking, like,
Robbie Mook.
Yeah, everybody. Like, Robbie Mook, I guess somebody that works on Mayor Pete's campaign, the CEO is her fucking fiance.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they paid $60,000 developing the app. I mean, there's, like, a bunch of shit that's just, whether it's improper or not, the appearance of it is fucking insane.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like, oh, let's get an app to make sure that there's no problems with the Iowa caucuses. Let's hire a company to do it.
Why a fucking app?
Let's hire a company to do it. Well, here are the potential contractors. Here's a company called Shadow Incorporated. No, they're out. Done. Immediately.
Just the name.
Just the name alone. We're not fucking hiring them. No, okay. Never mind all of these, like, conflicts of interest and, like, why people, like, were complaining about fucking Iowa 4 years ago. It's like, how about we'll find a company that's, like, in bed with all of these people that we accused of colluding to fuck over one specific candidate are now involved with this company.
Yes.
Well, hold on, though, because Bernie apparently is Russian.
Now everyone's saying that if you're saying it was rigged, it's because Bernie's a Russian.
Oh,
and the trolls, Russian trolls, are fucking doing that narrative. So not only is Bernie not being fucked, according to these people, but it's like, he's being aided by Russians.
Honestly, he should have given a victory speech.
Yeah.
Fuck the rest of them.
He did say he feels like he did very, very well. Did he beat Clinton, or was it like a tie last time?
It was like she won by like 1% or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. She vastly underperformed.
Yeah, it just doesn't make any fucking sense why the fuck you would have like, why an app has to get fucking involved. You just count the shit. Write it down on a fucking piece of paper. Everybody sees who you fucking go with. I don't know, man. I don't give a fuck. This fucking sucks. I still think Bernie's going to win, but they're going to fuck his ass every step of the way.
Yeah, but here's the thing. They already had an app to handle something like that. It's called fucking email, and it's been around forever.
Yeah.
You don't need, there needs to be a special app to do basic math.
Yeah.
It's the calculator.
It's addition.
You fucking just
it's
send.
It's addition.
Yeah. You have like, use Slack. Have a fucking group chat with like, you know, each reporting, you know, district or whatever the fuck it is. Like, you just tally it up. It doesn't, there's no, you don't need a special app that all of this money goes into. And again, it's like.
Never tested also.
Yeah. I don't know if there's a way to.
Yeah, well, apparently...
I mean, I guess, yeah, there would be a way to...
There's a way to test it on a statewide level, and it was never tested before they used it.
Hell yeah, dude. Well, they're not going to do the shit in Nevada anymore, apparently.
I'm proud of my home state, the Silver
State.
Are
you going to fly back to vote, dude?
No, I'm registered here. They wouldn't. I used to renew my driver's license online so I can remain a resident of Nevada.
Of a battleground state.
Which was a battleground state, but they didn't let me
and
do
to vote for Harry Reid.
Because I was a big Harry Reid fan. I was.
You called yourself a Reid-tard.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Adam Friedland.
I think my parents were actually...
They were big Reid-tards?
No, they were clothespin voters for him. They closed
their nose.
They held their nose. Because they were very upset that I think his wife was Jewish and converted to Mormonism marry him. Mm. And my parents were scandalized.
That is
that.
Fucked up. Yeah. Hold on. Oh, who's the one with the Chinese wife?
That's McConnell.
McConnell. Yeah. Damn.
She's fire.
She is pretty
hot. He's got like the like the first type of like visible Asian women that society allowed, which is like newscaster Asian.
Yes, of course. Connie Chung ass bitches.
Chung, yeah, yeah.
That's a weird pick. I gotta say salute like to Mitch
Debbie,
for that one.
Like a Debbie Ling Ling type.
I don't respect him. Is that a real person?
Good afternoon. You're watching Channel 7 News. I'm Debbie Ling Ling.
Okay.
Is your eyes like taped completely open? I'm not Chinese. I was Chinese, but I am no longer
I
Chinese.
I am a broadcaster now, first and foremost.
My pussy has been straightened by the news. They inserted a a spade into my pussy and twisted it back to the correct position.
Right.
So I may do the news. This is Debbie Ling Ling.
Doing the news. damn, so you think Mitch McConnell fucks his wife a bunch?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah, that's a good question, Stop. Yeah, the answer is yes.
That's crazy.
Because he loves her long time. Okay? We all
Mitch
know this.
McConnell.
What are we talking about?
Wife.
I think she's transportation secretary.
Yeah, she is. Elaine Cho. Yeah, honestly, man.
Honestly, for a guy that looks
that looks like Mitch McConnell, that's a nice piece of pussy
but
pie.
But she's attracted to the power, you know?
That's true. And that neck, dude.
And that neck.
She puts her pussy in the neck. Because that way, it's like it molds. You know what I mean? So it's like it molds to fit her pussy.
That's right.
Because his neck is kind of like a beanbag chair. Although some angles, you know. Let's see.
I would love to have if they ever come up with the surgery to have my my ball sack skin replaced with denim.
Yes.
With like back pockets on the front.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I can just
I can
put one quarters. Of my fingers in the pockets and just stand around like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how y'all doing?
Oh yeah.
You keep your wallet. In
you
there?
Just have I just push my dick to the side and then I just put one finger
in the little
jean pocket. How y'all?
How y'all doing?
How y'all doing? Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah, just a country boy hanging around.
Just a good old boy with some jeans balls.
Just wearing my jeans.
Wearing my nut jeans.
Oh, you haven't seen jeans like this before? Yeah, I got them in Vider. Yeah, but they got a new jean shop in Vider that they're doing. You can get your ball skin replaced with a pair of tiny dungarees. Just with one of your hips hitched up with your finger just in the little ball.
In your little balls. They still look exactly like balls, but they're fucking jeans.
They're denims. Then you tuck your penis into the other pocket.
Your penis is not denim.
No, your dick's fine.
Where does it end? Right at the base?
What do you mean, where does it end?
Where does the jean end?
It's the whole ball sack.
Right. So at the base of your cock, there's an element that's just... Wouldn't that chafe the base of your cock?
No.
Because jean is tough material.
You're not taking into consideration that most of us don't have, like, a layer of fat pushing our balls forward.
I am not thinking that.
So that our...
What I'm saying is there will be a point somewhere...
Our balls don't point forward.
My balls do not point forward.
Our asses haven't grown
point down.
Underneath.
That is not what's going on.
So that there's a mound of fat with both a penis...
That is not what's going on.
And
thank
just
you.
The skin...
What I'm saying, first of all, thank you for saying I have a nice fat ass, which you in the past have diminished.
Oh.
Second of all, mm-hmm. I'm saying at a certain point, there will be denim ball skin will touch regular dick skin.
Okay.
That's unavoidable.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, do you worry about chafing?
No, I don't know why. Chafing is not a concern for me.
Your dick, if you had Gene,
Gene
just touching cock. That would hurt your cock, is what I'm saying. Because right now, my dick is sitting on my balls, right?
Yeah, but I could always just put my dick on one side of my leg or the other.
Constantly? You think that, but that's...
No, not while you're walking.
Right now, Adam, where's your dick? Yeah. Your dick is on the top of your balls, right?
My dick is resting on my balls.
Exactly. Wouldn't that be a little uncomfortable if there was denim?
Yeah, but a lot of people free ball it, you know. They don't wear underpants and wear jeans.
I'm just saying you would need a soft wash.
You're trying to shit on people's dreams today, dude.
Dude, I'm not.
Being, no.
I want it to happen.
No,
this is I just want to figure out a solution to
you're
this.
Just,
this
you're
is
being
what
a
Nick
naysayer.
Wants, dude.
You fucking, you're
this
glad
is
Mayor
what
Pete
he
is
wants.
Lying.
I'm not glad
you're
he's
happy
lying.
About it. And now you're trying to, I try to change the subject. We're not going to talk about Iowa. You're beaming.
I'm not beaming. I'm not
because
a Pete supporter.
Because somebody called you up at 2:00 at last night and they're like, Mayor Pete is going to make Hershey Kisses free.
Look, he bought me off.
We need you to keep quiet about it, but Hershey Kisses are going to be free.
I'm like, what do you need from me?
Yeah.
What do you need from me to make that happen? Look, I'll go on the show. I will fucking support him. I won't let Nick call him a faggot.
You can't. You can't tell anybody about this.
Understood, sir. Thank you very much, sir.
I'm just meeting Donald Sutherland in a park. I'm like, I don't get it. Why do you change? He's like, you don't think they're not giving every fat guy in America free candy?
You think, can't trust them.
Yeah. You think Lizzo's actually black? Why hasn't she ever been seen in a room that's warmer than 60 degrees? It's because she's made out of chocolate. I'm like, oh, my God. And if I put it together. That's right. She is only in... The famous Lizzo fact is that mm-hmm. she's always kept
at cool, she's dry places.
That's right. She's from Minnesota.
Yeah.
From Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's made out of chocolate.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, man. I'm just trying to figure out, would it be a soft wash denim?
I don't know. I'm not worried about it. First of all, I'm a tough cowboy. That's so true. It doesn't okay. matter. Even
so
if I have
kind
a callus.
Of a raw,
even if
true.
It's callous, it doesn't matter.
Kind of
I guess
raw,
if you do it,
raw,
listen.
I just want to sit here with my finger in my jean pocket, listening to Brooks and Dunn, and just hanging out with some couple of fellas from Vider.
Now, would you
me
do
and,
it?
Me and my pals from Del Valle are hanging out.
All right. That's fair.
Just, how you doing? Yeah, we've been thinking about going over to Elgin to buy some boots. Guess where the boots go?
Right under your balls?
Nope, it's one tiny boot that you put over the head of your cock.
Oh,
and then
cool.
you just have a cowboy boot.
Cowboy style
okay,
cock and
I
balls.
Like that.
very Texas style.
Texas style. Genitals.
I really like that.
Mm-hmm.
If you'd get hard, mm-hmm. though, we would maybe want to put a cowboy hat on your cock and boots on your balls.
That's, yes.
That's for sex.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Before
maybe,
you're soft.
Maybe denim, you know that ball cock ring thing?
Yeah.
So that's got pockets on it, and then boots for your balls, and then a cowboy hat for your dick.
Yeah.
Just hanging out.
Absolutely.
Hanging
dude.
out here and... We're here in Blanco.
Absolutely.
We're here in San Saba hanging out with mm-hmm. a couple of dudes.
Mm-hmm.
Just having a... Just talking about the ranch. Just talking about the smell of the live oak.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Wearing our boots.
Talking about
our boots on our little ass nuts.
How many head of cattle.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess you would just, all your pants would have like a little compartment where your nuts would come out.
And then you're still just wearing like an RVCA shirt.
Yeah.
And like Volcom. Like Volcom khakis pulled down to your knees.
Oh,
they're pulled
down.
RVCA, I forgot about it.
Isn't that called Ruka?
Yeah, Ruka. It was a
Brazilian.
It was a Latin, you know, like how in Latin they make the U's yeah. into V's.
Just wearing like fucking Mark Echo shoes.
Averex.
Yep, just a couple of dudes hanging out.
We're starting with our balls and slowly moving to the rest of cowboy culture.
Yeah.
So, Adam, how was Japan, man?
It was, right. It was pretty cool.
You went to Juban.
I went to Nippon.
Nippon.
It was pretty cool, dude. I learned about wampaku.
They call it Nippon yeah. as themselves?
The Chinese call it Juban.
Juban?
Yeah.
That's their word for it.
That's what the Chinese call
it. So we basically don't listen. So instead of calling it Nippon, we call it
Japan.
The Chinese say?
Yeah, Chinese, how the Chinese say it.
Damn, they got cucked.
Mm-hmm.
Greek people, we call Greece Elas.
We used to call mm-hmm. China Siam.
Oh, is that
yeah,
who the king of Siam was?
Yeah,
the king
yeah,
of China?
China.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I thought Siam was like a
Siamese,
Philippines or
something. Siamese cat, Siamese twins.
I thought that was like a small island mm-hmm. called Siam.
No, who knows? Who gives a shit?
I was telling.
Who fucking cares?
I was telling.
Ah, damn.
I was telling Nick yesterday, but I wanted to wait till the podcast to tell you. But I met these three expats who all married Japanese women in their 60s at a bar.
Hell yeah. Wait, the guys were 60?
They were in their 60s, and they all lived there because they married Japanese women. Because I think immigration is incredibly difficult.
You gotta fuck your way into Japan.
Unless you fuck
you
your
gotta
way
get
in.
Yourself yeah. a little pussy.
Mm-hmm. And it was an old feller.
That's why they don't want people moving there, is because they don't want us fucking their broads.
And yeah. we will.
You know, and then so
and
that's why they make it difficult. But then it's like the one way in there is like, I guess I gotta get pussy to get in.
Well,
this
sorry.
Moment.
This is what
you made me do.
You made me do this, Emperor Hirohito, mm-hmm. motherfucker.
I was trying to come over here and just find some BBWs.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Some just fat white trash. They're like, we're in Japan.
I accidentally went to Japan, and I'm too stupid to get back.
Where are the flip-flops? I'm trying to walk to the Circle K. They won't let me in there.
Well, one of my Japanese...
Because I took a dump on the floor last time, Eric.
What am I doing?
Imagine, I'm sorry to cut you off, but imagine those women, just the people in suits, just crying at their conduct.
Yeah, yeah.
How mad they would be at them.
Just white trash fat.
Just shuffling
jean shorts
in.
With their fat pussies
juicy,
hanging out.
Juicy sweatpants, like rolled down.
Yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Just with the confidence of that. Just,
my pussy is hot. You can just see the top of a tattoo of Popeye the Sailor Man just punching their cunt. Like on their lower abdomen. They just got, my daddy was in the Navy, so I got Popeye punching me in the pussy to remember him by. No, he's not dead. I just forget who
forget
he is.
My
because
dad sometimes.
I'm addicted to Freon. So I can only remember one parent at a time. And now I just remember my mom, and I was like, who am I talking about again? Oh, right, my tattoo. And that, right, because, yes, I have a dad.
I have a dad, and he was in the Navy.
That's who I remember. But it's
and
weird
he
because
did molest me.
I'm addicted to Freon, so I often forget him and remember my mom instead. And then, wait a minute, who is I talking about again? Because I got a mom, and I know I do. I have another mom,
or maybe do I have like a mom with a dick?
Maybe it's a mom. Oh, you know what?
My dad.
I just saw it. Saw the Popeye tattoo. Reminded me again. That's right. I got a daddy, and he fuck. Who did he fuck?
To make me.
To make me. Who was it? You have to forgive me. I'm addicted to Freon. you have to forgive me. I went to jail for stealing refrigerators. Yeah, I got arrested at the Days Inn for sucking all the gas out of the back of the ice machine.
She's
and they said, where is your room card? And I said, I forgot it at the Circle K when I was taking the dump in between the aisles because they wouldn't give me the bathroom code. And then they said, there's not a bathroom code. It's just open. And I said, well, that's somebody's fault. That's somebody's fault.
And it ain't
and
mine.
It ain't mine.
So just a man committing seppuku as she's telling the story.
That's a nice thing about the Japanese is they have a lot of customs. Uh-huh. You could, but if you're breaking the customs, they're not going to tell you. They're just going to feel bad about it.
Yeah. The best was like I was going up the escalator that time, and I was like pushing my ass into your face while you were trying to look at shit. And there was a Japanese woman like bundled up behind you that was just furious.
Yeah, absolutely.
But they won't say anything. Yeah. They're too like proud to say anything. Mm-hmm. They'll just like shake their head and look down at the ground.
Just go home and fucking...
Yeah.
Well, speaking of
tend to their bonsai trees.
What am I?
Just getting on a packed elevator with them and just ripping ass
and then laughing.
You were hitting Adam with your umbrella. Yeah. Peep on the train, and everyone was mortified.
Yeah. No, I was trying to hook Nick's foot with the umbrella.
Is that what was happening?
And then
Nick started stomping you.
Yeah.
And then he started stomping
just
you.
Literally
I started stomping on his feet.
No one talks.
No one's talking.
On
no one's making
Everyone
eye contact.
So respectful.
Well, somebody
and Nick and I are beating each other with umbrellas.
When Dasha came back at one point, she was like, somebody grabbed my pussy on the train.
Yeah, and she was like, I didn't want to say anything because it's their culture.
Yeah.
What a fucking idiot.
Yeah. Anyway, but
so these three guys.
Oh, those three guys.
They were
well,
getting
I was going
to
say something else, but like
I'd say that the other thing.
Friend,
and then we'll go back to the
one
three
of my
guys.
Japanese friends was like talking of like speaking about like people of different cultures.
What do you mean? One of your Japanese friends?
One of my friends that I made on this trip was telling me that a lot of his friends are half Japanese.
It's weird that I could because you're so unlikable in English.
Actually, I think they respect me there.
Yeah.
I think I found a place
Should
where they
move?
Respect me. Or at least they mm-hmm. don't tell me they disrespect me.
That's
which
what,
is
what you were just saying, though.
Yeah, yeah.
How the Japanese would never actually tell
yeah,
you.
Yeah, so that's enough for me.
Yeah. You don't need to know.
I'll take it. But no, he was saying that a lot of his friends are half Filipino, half Japanese, because Japanese men like get like mail order brides from the Philippines, and I was like, "Oh, that's cool." And he was like, "Yes, because their bodies are more better because they have big ass and big ass titties."
Okay, nice.
So that's like anyway.
Why aren't we going? Then let's go to the Philippines, dude.
Yeah, there's some hotties down there.
I was going to go to China, but now.
But the Wuhan.
Now these Wuhan fools
have fucked your shit
up. I won't say it.
You can say that one, dude.
What? You don't even know what I'm going to say.
Whatever it is. Actually, maybe no. Never mind. Yeah.
Some of these Wuhan players.
Oh, yeah, don't say that.
Yeah, yeah.
Players.
Just calling anytime you want to say the N-word, saying players with a smile on your face.
I mean, yeah, that's, yes.
Going up to black people, just calling them players.
That's just...
Just that movie Ready Player One comes out. And I'm like,
you're just there.
Oh yeah,
Just have it, just smiling, laughing.
Yeah.
Every time they say the word player, you're like, yeah, woo.
Yeah, I know what the name of the movie really is.
What? The?
I know what they call it. I know what this.
I
movie.
Know what they mean.
Yeah, I know what they mean by that.
Anyway, the three like dudes. There were two white dudes and a guy from Ghana, and one of the white guys has an iPad out and he has a picture of the other white guy with like a 25-year-old Japanese girl with his arm around it, and the other guy's freaking out. He's like, I don't want Yoko to see this. And like Yoko's obviously his wife.
His wife sees it and she's like, is this me?
I thought I was older, but every other way it looks exactly like
me. I guess this is me.
He's like, if Yoko sees this, like, I'm dead. You know?
Yeah,
he's like freaking out. And then the African guy, his name was George from Ghana.
Respect.
George of the Jungle.
I mean, sometimes they're just right. The pitcher hangs one over the plate. Yeah.
Sorry, I really
had a meant to throw a changeup, and it just went out of his hand.
Yeah. That was a lollipop.
And that's it. The game's over. We'll see you next year, folks.
That was a lollipop right down Broadway.
That's it.
That was a slow pitch softball underhand. Okay. I got to know.
Yeah, man, just change his name next
here.
Time.
So Curious George is over.
Nick,
he's curious about some new pussy.
Yeah, maybe okay. That's what he meant.
So George is like, he said, your phone, he's like, your phone has a password, okay? And your wife knows the password. But there is an app that you can download. And it looked like on your phone a utilities tab. But if you click the app, it has a password. And that is where you can hide the picture from your wife.
So wait, it's just a picture of him hanging out with a girl? Did her?
No, I don't know if he fucked her, but he was...
So he just wants to hold on to that
George,
picture?
So George got him to download this app that has an extra password to it.
Yeah.
Where he hides all his pictures from his wife.
So so George cheats on his wife.
I guess ostensibly George cheats on his wife.
They all cheat on their wives. That's awesome. That's a pretty good life, dude.
Yeah, we were
expat
talking
in Japan.
We were talking to them about
side
it.
Pussy from all types of corners of the world.
Yeah, those guys kind of had the right idea.
Yep,
they were pretty happy. I gotta say, they were kind of trying to pitch us on being.
It's
like
weird
them.
Though. Every time I see an expat, especially in Japan, it's like, I don't know. This is I see how this is fun, but it doesn't feel like real life. Feels fake.
Well, you're always going to be a foreigner.
Yeah.
Even if
exactly.
You're a
you don't really feel at home.
Yeah.
I would guess.
But you got your boys. You can go out to the izakaya
get some
with
pussy
and,
from Filipinos
and talk
Japanese.
About hiding pics from your wife. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Those guys ruled. Yeah. And but George, George made my fucking trip.
Respect
actually.
To George.
Yeah. And he was dressed perfect.
George
too.
Of the Bumble.
Yeah,
you should call him.
Yeah, like the dating app.
Yeah, he's using an app to get extra. You bet. Hey, anybody ever call you George of the Bumble? What do you mean? Never mind, man. I can't really explain it, but it definitely wasn't racist. So you like living here in Japan, huh? I'm sure they love that.
I'm sure the Japanese treat you with respect.
Huge
constantly.
Fans of you being over here using your secret apps
to fuck more of them. Not, they, and not even the one you married, yeah, but extra ones.
Yeah, some extra.
Yeah, one of the other guys, they were like, the waitress was like, it's 2-hour time limit. You have to go. You guys have been here too long. And
2-hour time limit for what?
For like sitting at the bar.
At ramen?
Damn.
And so...
which sucks. I love to chill.
I love chilling.
I love to just
dude,
chill.
I love... Yeah. My new thing now is renting karaoke rooms and then not doing karaoke rooms. Just hanging out.
Just hanging out.
Ordering some food.
Dolo.
Yeah. A windowless room.
Yeah. Just on your own.
I hook my switch up to the TV.
The projector.
Yeah.
Yo, y'all got an HDMI? Mm-hmm. Y'all got a fucking HDMI in here?
Yeah.
Do you have cheeseburgers? Just ordering cheeseburgers and playing fucking Switch. That'd be fucking... so sick.
I got a room, a karaoke room a couple nights ago.
Mm-hmm.
We got food.
I love that.
Yeah.
Did you sing one?
I did.
What'd you do?
Vaseline by Stone.
Yeah. Sick.
Hell yeah, dude.
Sick. I'm proud of you, Nick.
Brought it up on the show the other day, and I was like, all right, let's do Vaseline.
Vaseline.
Most karaoke sucks, though. It's like,
in my ass.
There's very few songs that are actually good to do with karaoke.
It's not like songs that you would want to listen to.
Yeah.
It's different.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
It's profound. more like it's more like being like, hey, remember this?
Hey, remember this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
which you could just say. That would be more fun to go to a bar and you go up and you go like, does anybody remember the show Diagnosis Murder?
And then everybody's like a few people clap.
Yeah, then you get off stage.
Woo, that's good shit.
Who remembers KB Toys?
Mm-hmm.
All right, thanks. My name is Mike.
I'm Mike. I'm KB Toys Mike.
Hey, I'm Mike.
And I run a blog, the KB Toys Appreciation website.
Yes. Yes, sir, that is who I am.
I fucking miss KB Toys, man.
Yeah?
Just going to the sword aisle, checking out the plastic swords.
What's it, Mitt Romney?
Were you not allowed to have swords as a kid because they might pop you?
No,
I used to think that you could
have swords.
Stop couldn't be around needles.
Mom!
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah. See that? That boy played with a sword and he was too fat and he got popped. And that's why you can't have a sword.
All right.
Okay.
I won't play with anything sharp. my mom just didn't like violence in the home. But me and my brothers loved violence.
Of course.
Boys love violence, dude. Gay-ass moms trying to mitigate violence. Yeah. Boys need
it. Me and my brother used to beat the fuck out of each
other. That's the other thing, too. Is
DDTing each other.
I gave my brother a black eye, stone cold stunnering him, and then I gave my other brother, I cracked his head open, tossing him tossing him into his bunk bed.
That's the thing. It's like it's like feminists now do this thing where like, and we have to let men cry and show their emotions. It's like, oh, you're right, but one of those emotions is anger. You don't want
slapping around your little brother
and slapping around your friends. And it's like there should be an outlet for violence and anger, and I think. Yes. Just some harmless childhood bullying and aggression and beating the fuck out.
Yeah, you beat the fuck out of one. You pick one.
One kid.
We all get it out.
Uh-huh.
And everyone, the society is better for it.
And they need it.
And then he becomes good at art.
Yeah.
He becomes a really good, and then he becomes Truman Capote.
Somebody sent me like
he gets a gay lisp and he's good at writing.
And we're in the book,
and when you beat your man, it's called In Hot Semen. And it's a story about I drank a cup of cum. And I can't wait to rank my beat.
What?
But I remember.
Sent me the video, like a TikTok. And there's some teen on TikTok that just like bullies his autistic brother for views.
Jesus. Mm-hmm.
Like the autistic kid's like looking at stuff on the computer and he comes up and he steals the kid's ears muffs. The kid's like, oh.
Oh, Jesus, is that autistic?
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Holy shit.
That video. And, what's great is all the replies from people that are like, I thought teens were better than this. And it's like, no, you tricked yourself into thinking.
They just have phones.
Yeah, teens, the group of people that traditionally love rules and being bossed around are now all on board with woke scolding.
Yeah.
Across the board, they all love this.
If anything, the there's going to be a generation of teens that are even worse.
Even worse.
It's because it's like you try to it's like a bacteria that's resistant to antibiotics.
Right.
The ones that didn't get woke are going to be so bad.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
Just watching some 35-year-old who decided he's now they. In tears. Yeah. Nothing about him has changed.
No.
He's still a graphic UX designer for fucking BuzzFeed.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's
yeah.
now goes by they, being called the F slur by a 12-year-old online.
Going by they to hide the fact that he's probably raped someone.
I thought the kids were supposed to be all right.
Oh, fuck.
The kids were supposed to be all right. I was supposed to be relevant forever by fucking throwing everyone I know under the bus and telling them that
that's
not a good look.
The people my age cooler than me, throwing them under the bus so people younger than me would think I'm cool and not gay.
It all backfired because I have no backbone or principles. Who would have thought? Who would have thought that not believing in anything would backfire? And having zero consistency. And just spending my entire life trying to avoid conflict would eventually lead to this.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude. I can't wait till somebody finds MP3s in generations. They go, and they find our MP3s when everyone's not woke.
Yeah.
As old men, all the children love us.
This won't age well at all.
No, it's going to be.
This is going to be the Dead Sea Scrolls.
But no, that's what I'm saying. It's going to be a while. We're talking like 50 years.
No, millennia.
No, this will be seen as heinous as it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a
low point in culture.
Right. It'd be like, what if Andrew Dice Clay was never actually even popular? It was just a guy that was
figured
around.
Figured out how to monetize.
He was playing the empty rooms and being like, "What? How come all women are faggots?" And it's not even like he's selling out Madison Square Garden.
No, he's bombing.
He's doing pretty good
Andrew
numbers.
Dice Clay today.
Yeah.
But in the 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is true.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever, I don't give a fuck.
Well, you can't give a fuck, man. That's fucking famous Neil Young quote.
Mm-hmm. Really?
If you give a fuck about anything, you're a pussy.
Whoa, for real?
Yeah, that was, yeah.
I'm Neil Young.
Yeah.
Is that him?
He had a sticker on his guitar that says, "This machine beats up fucking nerds." Fucking pussy nerds.
I found a little piece of gold.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's how the song goes.
What's that song?
And I'm searching for a heart of pussy.
And I'm searching for some fucking pussy.
And I'm getting hard.
And I'm getting hard.
I've been to Hollywood. I've been to Redwood. And I'm getting hard. My hard ass chode. I want to put it in your asshole, and I'm getting my hard ass chode. Yeah, take that, fucking Weird Al.
Yeah,
hard and more like hard ass chode.
Hard ass chode.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I've I'm got busting. My hard ass chode.
I wonder if
Creamy Load could be in there too somewhere. Yeah. Just I don't know where.
Creamy Load.
I'm not as familiar with the song as you guys.
Heart of Gold. Yeah, it's a great song.
Well, it's right there. It's in the title.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Heart of Gold. What's the name of the song?
Yeah, I said Piece of Gold because I knew gold was involved.
Yeah.
But I didn't even remember the, you know.
Yeah.
Melody.
Piece of Gold would make more sense.
I'm sucking on a man's cock.
And I'm getting hard.
That's right. Fucking Neil. How about suck our dicks, Neil?
Neil Young rules.
No, we're fans.
No, not me, dude. I don't care.
No, you're out of your fucking mind. Neil Young is
the man.
I like Crosby.
Absolute king.
I like Crosby and Stills more.
Nah.
No, those guys suck.
Yeah.
Didn't they sing the Bulldog
Crosby
song?
Crosby is just Gallagher. If you didn't
David
know
Crosby is very
he's just
funny
he's
looking.
Just Gallagher.
Yeah, but that guy seems
they're
like
the same guy, and nobody realized.
You know what, man? I fuck with
no,
Crosby.
He's fat.
Dude.
He's fat. No, it's
he's part of the community.
His
dude.
His Twitter is actually really funny because he answers every question.
And he gave a famous lesbian his jizz.
Oh yeah, Melissa Etheridge,
which is pretty funny.
Yeah, yeah, that she wanted that creature's jizz.
If anybody wants me to be their child's father and have no responsibility, and you just want a load, let me know.
Yeah, the doctor's like, well, bad news. The in vitro fertilization didn't work, and in fact, you now have diabetes.
Yeah, his cum is 90% sugar. Yeah,
it's high fructose corn
syrup. It's a concentrated form of sugar that scientists have never seen before.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that liquid shit you put in cold brew instead of...
It's like you melted, you melted Lucky Charms marshmallows down.
It's a simple syrup.
I love
syrup.
Drinking... human feces. I've been to Hollywood.
I've been to Redwood.
And I'm drinking feces.
And I'm sipping on some warm ass shit.
Nobody thought that a gay dude from the smallest city in Indiana could suck his own dick. And here we are. We're going to New Hampshire, and I've got my own cock in my mouth.
Fuck. Eat shit, Pete.
You know he's just putting cigarettes out on Chastain right
Absolutely,
now.
Absolutely, dude. I'm sorry. It's my fault, Pete. I'm a little bitch.
Mm. I'm sorry, Pete. Take it out on me. I can take it. I like that you imagine their relationship is like Satan and Saddam Hussein.
Yeah,
100%. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Chastain Satan.
Yeah.
But Pete, I love you.
Shut up!
Should we start, like, you know how people were doing free Melania? We should start a free Chastain.
Free Chastain, yeah. For sure.
Yeah. Chastain should be with someone that appreciates him a little bit
Chastain,
more.
Is Chastain's name Chastain Buttigieg?
Yeah.
Yeah. He changed his last name.
And no one's ever heard him speak.
Do gay guys just play rock, paper, scissors who gets whose name?
No, I mean, it would make more sense if they just kept their own last
name. Does the bottom have to take it?
He wears a zipper mask at all public events. Yeah. He's always got that zipper mask on.
Yeah, that is true. Mm-hmm. Do lesbians take each other's names? No, right?
Lesbians do a hyphenated.
A hyphen? I thought everyone does hyphenated now.
No, the lesbians love the hyphen.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. I just made that up.
I guess I don't know. Does it like? And then when a woman's like, "I'm going to keep my name," it's like, "Well, that's just your dad's name."
Yeah.
So some guys.
Yeah,
name.
Women are retarded.
So fuck your dad.
Mm. Women are stupid.
Unless you, if they
ruined Iowa. We're going to find out that it was all women that wrote that.
It was a woman. Because it was like, oh yeah, they can code too, but really they can't.
That's probably what happened.
Yeah. They were like, oh, we have a team of women.
The only good female programmers are trans.
Yeah.
They're trans women.
Well, they are still women.
It's also, a lot of people know this, every single trans woman knows how to program.
Yeah.
They all know how to
program. That's how you get a new pussy.
That's what's so funny about
telling
coal miners to learn how to code. It's like all of those jobs already went to trans.
To trans people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because you just do it from your room.
Yeah. Well, up until 2 years ago, they thought they were going to have to make their own pussies.
With robots.
With computers.
Computers.
So they all learn programming.
That makes a lot of sense.
That's why the Wachowskis actually came up with the Matrix.
They're tinkering with some new pussy ideas. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's so funny that, like, knowing all that, you know that the genesis of that movie was them, like, closing their eyes, being like, I'm a girl.
Yeah.
Just what if you could close your eyes so hard you slip out of reality into a different world where you can be a girl?
Nah, they stole it from that black lady who wrote The Matrix and The Terminator in one movie.
Hidden Figures is originally about the black women that invented The Matrix back in the 40s.
Yeah.
It's just like, Henrietta, you said supper's going to be ready by noon? And it's like, yes, Miss Clarence, yes, Miss Clarence. And then, like, in the kitchen with the rest of the service workers, okay, y'all, so there's a spaceship, and it's flown by this man Morpheus, and they got dial-up computers in their brains that, you know, And it's like, oh, Henrietta, you working on that story again about the computer players? the man with the computer brain. And he flying around in a spaceship trying to bring that white boy, trying to get the white boy some pussy. Because the Oracle say if he get the right pussy, then that means that he gonna fuck up all the machines. They're like, Henrietta, we found your journal. What is this story you're working on? Oh, it's nothing, Miss Clarence.
Don't
worry about it. And she's like, Henrietta, if you mind, I got a couple of Jewish cousins named Joel and Ethan Wachowski.
I don't know.
They work in show business. And they would love to see something like this, Miss Henrietta. And of course, this was the 60s back then, sure. So that you could just steal ideas.
Yeah.
And then they send the diary to the Wachowski brothers and like, we can't wait to make this movie and put our names on it.
And then
Hidden Figures. We know the movie.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I know everyone knows that story. That was stupid of me to bring it up.
Hidden, yeah.
Speaking of, well, it is Black History Month.
What do you mean, no?
There was a...
Why are you giving me the chiding finger?
You know, there's the guy that invented.
Pun. What's that?
I thought you were going to do a pun.
What pun?
No, everyone knows what pun. Anyway, the guy who invented the Super Soaker is a black guy.
Really?
Yeah. And he got his fucking reparations from Hasbro.
Yeah.
They had to pay him like $60 million for stealing
Good
his
for
shit.
Him.
So give for him a little guitar riff.
Super Soak that.
That's the black. That's the Cumtown Black History moment of the episode.
It is February. It's February. Right. Yeah.
Damn.
Well, you shared that story about the Matrix.
Yeah. Now it's your turn, Adam. I had one.
Oh shit.
You shared your story about George.
Yeah, George from Ghana,
in Japan,
who knows that app that has a password, so the woman cannot find the pictures.
Did he talk like that?
Yeah, he was perfect. Dude.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we took a picture with him.
Nice.
He had the best fit.
It's so funny. You're so racist.
Why?
Just like I met a black guy that's a fucking cartoon that I took pictures with. And
no,
we listened to everything I said. He said so I could mock him on my comedy podcast.
No, we drank with them.
Dude, I saw this complete boop. That's basically the story you're telling.
What? You're like when you were in line at fucking CVS. Like, what are you talking about? We tell stories about people we see all the time, especially people that are stereotypes or like doing funny things. Yeah, what? Like, I'm the only person that's ever done that on the... Come on. And George, yes, we did drink with him for 2 hours and have a great time.
Yeah. You shared a moment.
We shared a moment. And we took a picture with those three old guys. They were great. They were great. And they were all lying to their wives, and they were telling us how we one day could lie to our wives, too.
Was he the hottest one?
George? Yeah, he looked good.
How about the other guys, the white guys?
The other guys did not look as good as George.
Yeah, nice.
George was wearing a turtleneck. And he had chains on around the neck.
I don't often do this, but this is one of the worst messages I've ever gotten on Instagram.
What is it?
From a fan of the show. Segment idea, Tinder update.
Oh,
since
God.
All the boys are single, you all have to get Tinder and share pickup lines or funny shit that is said in the chats. Maybe swap phones and read each other's chats and make fun of how bad Adam is at flirting.
Oh, my. What world do these people live in?
Oh, my God.
That
make is, fun of how bad. First of all, everyone on the show fucks more than you.
That guy is sweet.
I know. He's a nice
sweet
guy.
Message.
I said, wow, that's such a bad idea. And he said, LOL, sorry. So now, I feel bad.
No, yeah. That guy's like a sweet guy. Most of the messages we get are like...
Make fun of Adam and how bad he is at, like...
At his
just
Tinder.
Imagining what we're like
oh,
on
God.
Tinder.
God.
That is fucking gay, dude. I'm sorry.
Of course, it's incredibly gay, but he seems like a nice guy.
All right, you're right, fine.
Most of the messages we get are like, go to the fucking... Or me, at least.
Yeah.
Like, go to the ovens, you faggot. Like,
yeah.
I hope they make soap out of you. By the way, I'm a huge fan, and if you want me to take you around L.A., I can show you... I can show you the sites. There's one guy who
I
was
love
like,
that, dude.
There's one guy who was like,
I love
hey,
call,
dude, I
yeah.
know you're coming to L.A. My family's lived here for six generations, and And, yeah, I can show you around and, you know, maybe we can get a bite to eat or something. And then, like, if you scroll down, it's like, faggot, fucking kike, faggot, yeah. Go to the fucking camps, you fucking faggot.
It's like music to my ears. It's like Neil Young to me.
What a loser. What an absolute loser that guy is. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I want to suck you and then fuck your ass. But anyway,
if you're ever in L.A.
Segment idea, Tinder update. Oh, man, that poor guy.
Yeah, man, that is tough to want that. To be in a place in your life where you want that from us.
Mm-hmm. Read each other's chats. And make fun of how bad Adam
Tinder
is at flirting.
Come on, that's sweet. That's
share pickup lines.
Oh, he just wants pussy, dude.
Also,
he just wants to get pussy.
Yeah, also, that idea isn't, like, racist. It's not, like, problematic,
I guess
really.
You're right. Mm-hmm.
He just, it was like a sweet idea.
All right, you got me. I'm on his
side. We're not going to do it, obviously, because it's a terrible idea.
We're not going to do it.
Yeah.
It's one of the worst
ideas. It's one of the worst ideas. It's an awful idea. Yeah.
I mean, people literally say, you should kill Adam on the show, and that would be a...
That's a better
idea.
It
is, in terms of making good content, a better idea.
Understanding what the show is.
Yes.
Which is still wrong.
Right.
You're still wrong if that's your suggestion. You're way off base.
Right.
But Tinder update? I mean, not even... let's get advice on picking up girls.
Yeah.
What show do you think you're listening
to? Oh, fuck.
I wanna get my penis
even thinking that any of us would be on
harder.
Tinder.
Yeah, dude, you gotta get on. Just
you imagine what a
DMs.
Nightmare that would be.
Yeah, Tinder is a scary place.
I want my penis sucked because I'm gay.
Yeah, Tinder was awful even fucking 5-6 years ago when I was on it.
I know, I can't believe
you
Tinder's
were actually
literally...
very funny on Tinder. I remember.
Yeah, that's because I would use it as an outlet for bits.
Yeah,
everything was a platform.
Do some bits,
dude. I wish I saw the screen caps of those.
You had that
being
picture.
Like,
that's
are you really
it?
Dying? I'd be like, yeah.
Oh yeah, I remember that. That was
just
really
getting,
funny.
Getting pussy off saying I was dying.
That was really good.
Yeah.
What was the thing? What was
I
your
said that I'm
bio?
Dying. I'm dying. And then American Airlines was like, as a charity, sponsoring me to go around the world getting different kinds of pussy. I'm all over the world. And I had some name for the blog I was
That's
supposed to
That's really keep. Funny, dude.
But yeah, no, I mean, these dumb... just women would be like, really?
You're like, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to come
Do you want to come to my apartment in Chinatown?
It has zero There's, windows.
It's no. It's a box.
It has no windows. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember you had that shirt that said "fart loading." That was very funny.
Yes.
To put on a dating profile.
Fart loading. Please wait.
Please wait.
I want my penis hard.
Yeah. Well, the Tinder update, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Keep. Oh, fuck.
I feel bad.
About what?
That Tinder update guy just seems like a nice guy.
No.
Yeah, well, see, here's the difference is I didn't say his name.
We didn't say
I didn't
his
tell
name.
People where he lived.
That's true.
I didn't call him out for cheating on his wife.
Did he?
No, he's saying that he's complaining you to George. Mm-hmm. What he did with him to what you did with George.
George? No one's going to find George. And he doesn't cheat on his wife. He just
how
knows
many,
how to hide
How many
pictures.
Black guys in Japan are named George?
Probably, I would say 1,000.
Yeah. It's really not that many.
I guess that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Actually, is there 1,000 black guys in Japan named George?
Yeah. This comes out, and in 3 days, he's in jail.
For cheating on
a Japanese woman?
Yeah.
It's a fucking capital offense.
Adam, what have you done? My family had to leave South Africa when the Friedlands took our village.
He was not.
And
from,
I come to.
He was not from South Africa.
I have to come to Japan. And I just try to have a simple life as a pussy farmer. As to start my little pussy farm and get my life back.
And what does he do? He comes to Japan and he tells on me. He does tattletale to me for cheating, even though I tell him the secret of the app. The ancient African secret about a fake utilities app. And he tattled to me.
Yeah, I wasn't tattled. I was trying to spread the gospel of George.
He tattled on me to everybody.
They should have. Here's what phones should start doing. Two different passcodes.
Right.
One for, you know, everyone to know, and then one to get pussy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even need a new app.
Wait, you know you can put another face on your unlock for your phone. So, like, your girlfriend could put her face there. You know how that you can unlock your phone with your face?
Oh,
now?
My God. Are you serious?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My friend's girlfriend, like, asked him if she could.
That's wild.
Put her face on.
That's crazy shit, dude.
It's scary.
Nah, that shouldn't be allowed.
It shouldn't be allowed.
Tim Cook should take a stand.
Tim Cook.
Listen.
Thank you, Tim Apple.
Thank you, Tim Apple.
Tim Apple.
Dude, he rules. Did you see him tweeting about Iowa?
Yeah.
Did you see him try and say the word criminal the other day? That shit was awesome.
He got it wrong.
Dude, it was incredible the way he got it wrong. My boy Pete showed me a fucking vid. I don't want to pull it up right now, but it's really funny.
Of Trump trying to say criminal?
Yeah. Actually, maybe.
I love him. Dude, I'm straight up voting for him. I'm done. Once they steal it from Bernie, I'm done.
They're not going to steal it, dude. The dick is too hard.
The dick is hard. That is true. What's up?
You see Trump did his Super Bowl commercial? Where's that black woman being like, thank you, Donald John Trump,
yeah,
that he
yeah,
got
yeah.
out of jail?
Yeah. That was a good ad.
And Bloomberg, you want to talk about another fucking rat? Mm-hmm. That fucking piece of shit, Bloomberg.
Adam, you like him though, right?
There's something about him.
That you trust?
There's just something. I
Adam's
can't put
top
my finger on it.
Bloomberg, Bernie Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I told you guys.
Benjamin Netanyahu.
I told you I only support.
Imagine just writing in Netanyahu. He's the one I want.
President
Let's
for life.
Let's get BB over here and have him win. You're listening to the Adam Friedman Show.
BB for president.
Yeah, BB for president.
Dude can crush.
Yeah. Okay, everybody, it's time to do an election rigging video. And then Mayor Pete, who does he love? Trump? BB?
He liked Obama, but then he went Trump.
Okay, everybody, time to do a dick suck video. He just likes the president, I think.
Yeah,
I think
he respects the office.
That's
yeah.
cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Respect the office, not the man.
Fuck. I've been sleeping, dude. I was up all night worried about my boy Bernie, dude.
Dude, I didn't sleep. Yeah.
I thought I was going to wake up this morning at 7 a.m. and just check the shit.
Jet lag's been fucking my ass again. It sucks. I don't want to go to Australia now. Oh, yeah, guys. We're going to Australia in April.
Should we announce those dates?
There are dates that are live.
Nah. I'm going on. You have to find it. But I'm doing Nashville, Indianapolis, and Chicago, and then one other city. And there's tickets for sale somewhere on the internet. And I don't know how to find it. And if you want to buy shirts, the shirts are now technically back online. You just have to buy them directly from the print shop at cometown.merchnow.com.
Nice.
And all of the shirts are up there. You buy them directly from the print shop.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I'm in Providence this weekend. Please buy tickets at the Comedy Connection, 6th through the 8th. Then I'm in Dallas the weekend after that, Valentine's Day weekend, 13th through the 15th. Come give me a little smooch at Hyenas in Plano. And then I'm at the D.C. Draft House, the 20th through the 22nd.
Ooh, hometown.
Back home, baby. And then I'm in Phoenix on March 5th and Tucson March 6th. So please buy tickets to all those fucking things. And then I'm in Dublin on March 29th and London the 31st of March through.
Stav's going to eat the Blarney Stone.
What's the Blarney Stone?
I don't know. Some fucking gay ass shit you have to kiss.
I don't want
to
eat the Blarney Stone, but I do want to eat some fucking Pussadel.
Anyway, we are in Australia in April. The tickets should be live for Perth and Adelaide or some gay show.
Yeah, we're coming to the dumbass West Coast.
We're going to the West Coast this
time. We're going everywhere. Cometown.events, is that what it is?
Yeah, Cometown.events, I think.
Cometown.events.
Let me check it out right now. I'll tell you what
Josh sent us an email, but I'm trying to find it.
He did. I just saw it, too, when I was looking for some other shit.
Yeah, it's Cometown.events,
Perth and Adelaide.
Oh, wow, they're all on sale.
They're all on sale, so let's announce the dates now,
Perth,
finally.
Perth the 9th.
Perth the 9th.
Brisbane the 11th.
Okay, great. We're going from the far west to
the
far east.
Dude, I can't wait to get fucked up on that tour on pills.
Yeah, dude.
And blow all those. I can't wait to have the worst set in the history of the Melbourne Comedy Festival.
Nah, dude, not compared to every Australian.
I can't wait. Yeah, they're not funny, though.
Dude, Adelaide on the 12th.
Like 50% of Australian comedy is like, you're not going to believe this. I was on the way here, and they had a sign that said, if you're mentally ill, call this number. And it's like, who's calling that number? You know?
They're trying to figure out observational comedy.
Yeah. No, yeah. I mean, it's always like they saw something, and then it's like, can you believe that? There's no actual observation.
Right.
It's just look at this crazy
thing.
That's
wild.
Yeah. Well, I can't even.
Okay.
Can't believe
how it. Would that even be? I've got this friend, Adam.
And he's gay.
He's gay. What would you do something like that?
What would
Can you imagine doing something like that?
Can you imagine being
okay,
gay?
So to hear the
he puts
date.
His a penis in his mouth.
I don't know how.
And he sucks on it.
It's probably a different Adam. I don't
and
know
then he drinks.
That.
He drinks the cum.
Okay, all right.
But does he drink it or eat it?
All right, so we got Perth, April 9th.
You know, he never explains what he's doing.
Brisbane, April 11th.
It's because cum is what they call an amorphous solid. You learn that in science class.
Adelaide, just one day turnover on April 12th. That's going to be a fun one. April 18th, Melbourne Live Pod. We're going to be also doing some dates for the comedy festival.
Yeah, we're all doing our show. So come see all of us do ours in Melbourne on the starting on the 14th until the... I think 17th, and then the 18th
the
in Melbourne, 14th. We're doing...
My hour will be done entirely in your native language of Australia.
Yeah. Just didgeridoo noises.
Gets fucked in my ass.
Well,
we done
so
that before?
Tour,
yeah.
So
there's no way we have
Of course. We did it in Australia every show.
Yeah,
and we will do it every show.
So, our shows, our Melbourne Comedy Festival shows are all the same day going up against each other? So
no, we're...
Different times?
Different times.
Probably the greatest crime in Australia is putting your dick in somebody's didgeridoo. And then a guy goes and plays it. Like their chieftain or whatever.
It would feel good.
Their most respected chieftain goes and plays it, but you as an American, you've put your cock in the end of the didgeridoo.
Absolutely.
And then there's like an international outcry.
There should be.
Yeah.
And
then I'm like, what are you going to do? Mass shoot me about it? Oh, that's right. You can't.
You can't. I saw that Jim Jefferies bit.
It happened in Tasmania.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Melbourne, and then the next night. No travel day
they
again
can just look
for
it
the
up
boys
online.
On Sydney on the 19th.
You guys can just look it up.
Melbourne
you
the 18th, Sydney the 19th.
You can get your Australian dumbass eyes on the website.
And a lot of people have sent us messages, why don't you tour in the States? Why? Because we respect Australia more than the America KKK.
Australia's on fire.
Because we've already been to the rest of the United States, and it's like, what the fuck are we going to do? Have a good time in fucking like... Kansas City?
No.
They got
the real reason is because somebody's done all the work for us.
Yeah. They got that KC masterpiece.
And even that, it's like, this might be the last one we go on.
Yeah, and if you want to...
to be honest,
this show's probably over. Mm-hmm.
No, this show will continue.
The show will continue, but this...
I don't know if we're ever going back to Australia.
This tour looks like it's going to be...
Yeah. After this, I think all the traveling I'm going to do is alone or with my son.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going
to... That's the other thing, too. If you're a woman out there and you're trying to get nutted in so I can sire an heir...
Now's the time to catch Nick.
Yes.
You can catch him.
Well, no, it's not that I'm vulnerable. I don't want anything to do with you. I just need someone to teach awful lessons to.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, anyway, folks, come see us on probably our last tour in Australia ever.
Yes.
If you're thinking, well, I'll catch him next time, there will absolutely not be
next
time.
Yeah, we don't want to go there.
There won't be in Australia after this.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna light it up with comedy.
Damn, I hope we stay at that nice hotel in Brisbane again.
Bris Vegas.
But we're only there for one day.
That's the best thing to do in life is try to recreate a vacation you went on once. But,
oh, yeah.
But
it
now,
never fails.
Now the things that made it nice are gone.
From your life.
From your life. It's not the first, the show you hate now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's not, you know, it's all sort of just, yeah, trying to chase
the
it.
The novelty's gone.
Yeah, yeah. Novelty's gone.
If anything, and who knows, maybe it won't be as nice as you remember.
It won't be as nice as you remember. Adam was just saying, he went to Japan and he was complaining. 4 days in, he called me crying. And he's like, it's not the same.
Kobe Bryant died.
He's like, it's not the same.
R.I.P. Kobe.
The first time we went, I felt special. I was treated so nicely. They dressed me up like a geisha.
Yeah.
That's true.
And now this time, even being racist towards an African man isn't...
isn't enough.
Isn't enough. Isn't enough to make me feel better.
I get that, man.
Yeah.
Well, folks, that's it. That's the show. Come see us.
That's the show. Good to be back with the boys.
It's good to be back. I hate pre-recording episodes. So it's nice to be back on the schedule.
Yeah, it's nice to be back on the schedule.
In real time with